America's birth certificate is the Declaration of Independence, which declares that the Creator has endowed us with rights that no man should be allowed to take away. The first such right listed is the right to life. But today, because of 50 years of abortion in our nation, there are literally tens of millions of fellow Americans who think that the so-called right to abortion or so-called reproductive freedom or reproductive justice should trump the right to life. Father Shannon J. Bouquet is the president of Human Life International, the world's largest pro-life and pro-family apostolate. Father Bouquet said recently, quoting, I'm quoting here, "Promoting the false doctrine that abortion is a critical need shows how far we have fallen from a universal respect for every human life, men, women, and children, including those yet unborn or those yet born." End quote. Father Bouquet now joins us on the program. Father, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much. And explain to us, what is exactly Human Life International?
Well, Jerry, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you. And, you know, for our audience that may not be familiar with Human Life International, we were founded 51 years ago, you know, to deal as a Catholic educational apostolate to bring the Church's teaching on life and family, what we call bioethics, the issues of affecting life and family, you know, around the world, because as we know, it comes down to a lack of understanding of human dignity, the human person, the beauty and sacredness of marriage, and you know, what God's creation in this regard is all about. And it's important for our people to be formed properly. Then they can approach these decisions of life as God would have us follow and inaugurate laws and policies that respect these great goods that God has created.
Okay, now you wrote an article called Wake Up From Your Slumber, A Renewed Effort to Defend Human Life, and this was in reference to Ohio and abortion. And I'll just quote the opening and then let you comment everything you want to about this whole issue. Last Tuesday, Ohio voters voted 57-43% to add a right to abortion to the state constitution. What this means is that in Ohio, abortion is now permitted without restriction up to the point of viability, end quote. All right, go ahead and comment on this, if you would. This vote, did Ohio suddenly change from being pro-life to being pro-abortion rights overnight?
Well, I think, as you said in your introduction, Jerry, I think it's so important that, you know, there's a wonderful phrase, I shouldn't call it wonderful, but it's a phrase that's attributed to Adolf Hitler and, you know, that others have used in different ways. And it goes like this: one who controls the language controls the mind of a nation. And so when we think about how the media, social media, the various entities of how they have used their industry and their means to control the language, we saw this in Ohio. You know, Ohio, you know, as we all know, that the Governor DeWine, you know, the Republican, along with many others, was able, working tirelessly to advance the cause for life, you know, inaugurated a six-week ban, you know, basically looking at, you know, what are the limits on abortion? We need to limit it. And it succeeded.
Can I just stop you real fast? The six-week ban generally refers to, like, the heartbeat bill, right? In other words, once there's a heartbeat detected, which is usually at 6 weeks, that's what you're talking about there. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. Like we saw in Texas, that helped bring about the overturning of Roe. We see in Louisiana, many other states. And that's very important, you know, for people to see that, you know, there are states making strides in protecting human life, the right to human life. And we have a number of states that have, like we see in Ohio, attempting to put a ban, to put a limit, you know, if you will, though we don't agree with that, but you can see that it's trying to make an inroad into this conversation. But it really is the language issue. It's, you know, who's guiding the language? And we saw the millions upon millions of dollars spent by the pro-abortion side and lobby in Ohio to have this outcome happen. And that's what we're dealing with. And, you know, in my article, I quote a number of people on the pro-life side, you know, that really express this and the frustration of outsiders, people outside of the state of Ohio, lobbying, pushing, you know, the amount of money. So I think what's important is for us, you know, to step back. And that's why I put my article about wake up, you know, wake up from your slumber. You know, people really think that with the overturning of Roe that we saw in June of 2022, that we had won. Well, we had won this great, great battle. And yes, it allowed us now in the state level to regulate. And so, but pro-lifers and people engaged in this need to realize that the fight is far from over. You know, that the mindset, the way that people approach this conversation, as you mentioned in the intro, whether we're talking about quote-unquote reproductive rights, healthcare rights, you know, the so-called right, you know, to decide, you know, this is the language that people use. And that goes back to, we have to educate, we have to form hearts and minds, and in doing so also change laws and policies and approach. And so this fight is far from over, Jerry.
Well, what's scary about this, too, is that next year is an election year. And while everybody, you know, it seems like the momentum is strong for the conservative side in general, the issue of abortion, now many pundits are saying, oh, you know, we're going to lose because of those pro-life extremists.
Right. And I completely disagree. I think, you know, that what we're allowing is we're allowing the rhetoric and the language and the politic and the ideology to control what we as a nation know in our heart is wrong. We know this. And it clearly shows, you know, when you see a great majority of the states, you know, especially, you know, in where faith and religion and family values are core, you see people come out. And, you know, we're allowing primary states of California, New York, Illinois, you know, Ohio now in this sad situation, you know, to kind of regulate the rest of the nation. And we just need to not buy into this rhetoric and get up and fight the good fight. You know, Jerry, I can say I'm really disappointed, you know, with the pro-life percentage of people that got out and voted, you know, in Ohio. We saw the same thing in California and many other states right after the overturning of Roe, where we had issues on ballots. And as we know, all of them lost. And I have to say, I'm very disappointed in our Catholic and our Christian community for not getting out there. We had an opportunity in each of these states, as we just did in Ohio, to get out and vote and make our case known that we do not agree with this language of abortion. We do not want to see the disrespect toward human life continue to perpetuate itself in our culture. And we didn't show up. We didn't show up for the fight. And it's very, very, very disappointing. And I think now that's why I put the article as I did. It's wake up. We there's no time to sit on our laurels, Jerry. And I know you know that, and I know your audience does. But each of us now has to just really pick up our tone and really invite people into this great work and to get the word out and call people off of their sofas, you know, to get out and be active in this great cause. We have a real moment here. It's a pivotal moment in the election year coming up, but we also have some pivotal decisions on the Supreme Court that are still pending on some of these state issues. We need to get people involved, educated, formed, knowledgeable, and doing the right thing.
All right, I'm going to quote your article again and just have you comment further on it, if you would. Okay, here's your article. Quote, many media commentators are leaping to the conclusion that this Ohio vote shows that abortion is a losing issue for Republican politicians. They argue that this latest vote is just the last in a series of defeats for the pro-life cause at the ballot box, which proves that the American people have no appetite for abortion bans, end quote. What further do you want to say on that?
Yeah, I mean, again, the reason why, you know, it's who controls the language. And so the people in charge of the language are those that are the media moguls and those who are really controlling what we hear and what we see. And they want us to be defeated. They want to control, you know, how people approach the subject, including those who hold public office. Instead, what we have to do is call those in public office, call the people who are representing us and their constituent, our fellow constituents, and make it known we do not agree with abortion. We do not agree with the mindset of abortion. We do not want to see abortion, you know, given any more opportunity in this nation. And that means we have to get our representatives involved. But what the media is trying to do is take these moments and really blow it into their advantage, and we have to say no. And I don't believe this at all. I travel around this country, and I have been around the world on many places around the world, and I will tell you the momentum is in our favor. And they know it. This is why they're fighting as aggressively as they are, and they're spending tens of millions of dollars, because they know it's a losing fight. In the end, we will win this battle, you know, but we can't sit back on our laurels, and we can't allow our politicians to acquiesce to this. We have to keep the momentum going, and we've got to keep the fight going. And we need to stand behind those people serving in public office, whether that be in the judicial branch, whether that be in the legislative branches of our states and national level. And we need to show up in the voting booth and make it known that we do not agree with this agenda. And so I think it's really a rally call. It's, you know, to get people out there and don't let the media control the conversation. We see this every time an election cycle comes along, especially a national cycle. Oh, we'll never win. The polls are saying this and the poll says that, you know, and that's how they want to control the language, Jerry. And we have to say no. No, that is not how we're going to do this.
Okay, but all right. Well, let me just say this, that maybe the best thing to do is to think in terms of some of those who've been successful in getting out a pro-life message, and then exactly. And they've won at the ballot box. So, for example, I remember this as a young man. When Ronald Reagan was running for president, he was asked at one of the debates, why aren't you pro-choice? And he said, well, first of all, I happen to notice that everyone who's pro-choice has already been born. And, right. You know, I thought, wow, what a great line. It's almost like we should, you know, come up with a bunch of talking points that are effective like that, because it's true. You know, and you know, this culture is against bullying. Isn't abortion kind of the ultimate form of bullying? They say that studies after studies have showing that 60% of the women who choose abortion felt that they had no choice in the matter. Well, how is that pro-choice, so-called? And 100% of the babies, if they could be polled, would say, no, we have no choice in the matter either. So in other words, it's kind of almost like maybe there's some key talking points we all need to share amongst each other.
Agreed. Oh, I agree. And that's a great, great point. I mean, this is something that definitely the U.S. bishops have been talking about, walking with moms, you know, the pregnancy care centers. And I said this right, you know, before the overturning of Roe, and I have been saying it since, is we have to really step up our, you know, responsibility here. And, you know, and you're right. I mean, women make these choices, you know, dominantly because they think there's no other way. They think there's no other path. They're being pressured by boyfriends, by husbands, by family, by situations. And each and every time I meet women in the pregnancy care centers and we offer them love, care, support, guidance, resources, anything that they need to know that they're not alone, that we accompany them, we are in solidarity with them and their child, we win those moments. We win the moment for her and we win the moment for that child. And, you know, it's important, you know, for us and to really see that. And I think that's a great talking point. And, you know, and I see it again on a global scale, on a global scale. And in really the other thing I think, Jerry, we have to do is, you mentioned it beautifully, and that is it's only those that lord authority that have the ability to arbitrarily decide who lives and who dies. And, you know, and what you began with is every life is a value. Every life has value. No life is less. No life is greater. It is equal. And we have a right to that life, not because the government gives me that right, because God has given me that right. God has given me life. God is the author of life. And no one has a right to take that life. And so we have to really also, you know, use those talking points and realizing that it's someone, in this case, a mother or a father or both, that are deciding which child will live and which child will die. And that is never acceptable in any society that's going to claim to be a land of where freedom, you know, of and the liberty to life or the privilege of life is upheld. And I think we just need to get those talking points. So I'm with you, Jerry.
Okay.
You know, we work a lot with other
pro-life groups. We're out of time now, but I want to give your website, hli.org. Father Shannon Bouquet, thank you. All the best.
Oh, thank you very much.